And Jerry, you were the last one to preside over the place before the all-jazz
That's right.
Format.
Before 1969.
Can you date that for us? Because there seems to be some confusion. We've heard 68, 69.
I was the student station manager in my junior year, and I graduated in 1970. So it went all jazz, in 69-70, the school year of 69-70. Before that, it was we had a variety of different formats. At different times of the day, you'd have different types of music or drama, all sorts of different programs. I got a wealth of experience. For example, I had a newscast called World News Tonight. Somebody in one of the networks, I think, stole that name from me.
Can't keep them for long.
I was an engineer for Ed Shockey, which is a name Philadelphia radio listeners know, on a program called Broadside, which was a four-hour folk music program on Saturday nights that eventually evolved into rock and more of the progressive rock that's heard today. I had a chance to be the engineer for Temple Radio when the Temple Owl basketball team went to the NIT tournament in Madison Square Garden in 1969. Mm-hmm. Ray Didinger was the color analyst on that broadcast, and people who remember the Philadelphia Bulletin and a number of other Philadelphia sports publications know certainly Ray's name. I had a chance to do my Milton Cross imitation for a live broadcast of classical music concert from Mitten Hall involving the University Brass Ensemble, the University mm-hmm. Choir. So it was a great training ground for people who are interested in going into radio.